broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, you really need to get over here. Maybe you're here already, and that would be the smart thing to do, okay? Because here is warmer than where you may be, okay? It's speaking of frozen tundras, we're going to be talking with Mark Rolfing. Tom Freestone's calling in from Kauai, Nicholas Winfrey from Maui, Diana DeLucia, probably frozen tundra there too, Connecticut, and Debbie Waitkus, she's in Arizona, so she's probably not in the frozen tundra called the mainland. Wow. I commend all of you. So welcome into the clubhouse. Yes, on the radio, streaming live around the world. Aloha from Hawaii, if you're already tuned in. The podcast is also there. It's all at radiogolfclub.com/listen. And Mark Rolfing will be with us in just a minute. I want to give you some tee times. Volcano Golf Club, 836, 918. It's 55 degrees there. Makalei, an 848. Poipu, there's a 11:10 and a 12 o'clock. They close at 1 p.m. Southside Men's Club. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And it cannot be confirmed that Alice Cooper may be playing at Poipu Bay, but Alice Cooper loves golf, so he's playing somewhere. And we're going to give around two rounds of golf to the winner today. Poipu Bay, two rounds of golf. So, all right, what else do we have here? Oh, the trees are still down on the Wailea Gold Course, so you'll be playing the back nine twice. There's a 10:50. Emerald has a 12:10. And on the blue course, a 10:30 and an 11:10. Makaha East sold out. Yay. For you guys, good business. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:48 and a 9:12. Turtle Bay has an 8:42 and a 10:10. Kapolei has an 11 o'clock and a 12:20. And we're going to have pretty much partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds, high today 85 degrees with a high surf advisory for the north and west facing shores of Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and for the north facing shores of Maui. We'll be back right after this with Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel analyst and commentator.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Thank you. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports, member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, PGA Distinguished Service Award recipient with his wife, Deb, and he's contributor to the Dad's Advice Project. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Well, good morning, Danielle, and I'm happy to say that here in Montana, we've got a heat wave going on today. We finally made it back up to 0 degrees after hitting pretty much an all-time low yesterday of minus 27, if you can believe it.
Are you still drinking cold beers and cold pizza? Is that yours? That was your meal for a while, right?
Everything is frozen. it's been very, very strange. I've been coming here since I was a kid, Danielle. My family used to come on a summer vacation here every year, and I really never come in the wintertime. I don't have any need to, and this may be the last time for a while. Actually, if anybody there that's listening is dreaming of a white Christmas, I will trade places with you right now.
Beam me up, Scotty. Well, when your pipes freeze and you don't have any water and the power's out, because it just can't stream, you know, you can't even lay in bed and watch television under the covers because, you know, what did you do? Did you like just stay bundled up warm in bed? That's what I would have done.
No, actually there's a tiny little fireplace. This little place we've got here is like a double wide trailer kind of vacation home sort of thing, pretty small, and it's got a tiny fireplace. So everybody just sort of huddled up, put on coats and scarves and hats and mittens and lit a fire and sat there and talked like nobody ever does anymore. So it was actually kind of fun in a way, but I'm glad it didn't last too long.
Yes, yes, yes. I got the picture. That is, you know, it's something that will last a lifetime. It will always be, you guys will be bonded forever on this particular couple of days that happened in life. It's like being in a, you know, on a shipboard, and something happens and you're all together. So we've got the Century Tournament of Champions in 11 days, Mark. This is, it's coming on fast.
It really is. I think I'm as excited for this edition as I have been for, you know, really any. It's the 25th year that this one is being played at Kapalua on Maui. And I will tell you, having a little bit of a break where we haven't seen most of the best players in the world playing much is really a good thing. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand for the Century Tournament of Champions now. I know a lot of the players have been taking some time off. There's a few guys that played some at Tiger's Tournament and, of course, the match. But other than that, everybody's been pretty quiet. So it's sort of like a little bit of an off season that I've been calling for years. And I think come next week, you know, people are going to be electrified to have the best players in the world all together again to start the year.
Yeah. And it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great experiences for the fans of the game of golf. And there's a place on just off the or near the number two green. It's called Fan Time on 9. You know, you'll be able to come through the gates at Kapalua. There's food options from local food trucks. Lots of good things to do. Spectators are welcome to that, the food trucks. And there's also going to be beer. Speaking of beer, it's going to be a, you know, Michelob Ultra bar at the picnic-style seating area, so you can enjoy just... And from that location, I think there's a pretty good view of Honolulu Bay, isn't there, number two?
Yeah, there's number 11 is really the best view, but yeah, there's a few good spots for anybody coming out to the plantation course. It is a very difficult course to walk. There's really no need to get yourself up by the fifth hole or the sixth hole. The way the course was designed, there's a couple of sort of conglomerations where holes all come together, and that second green, 98th green, that whole area is really a good one. Of course, the 18th is good. My favorite spot actually is out at number 14T. 14T, 11T, and 10 and 13 green all come together out there. That's my favorite place to watch.
Hey, you heard it. Okay. Haul your chairs up there. And the way they've got it set up, there's kind of like food places around the course, so there's going to be something for you to find. Do you want to do a little bit of looking back and some of the pronouncements that have been made in the last couple of days, like the Masters Field announcement?
Yeah, you know, everybody was kind of speculating, Danielle, on whether or not Augusta National was going to change its criteria, but I really never thought it would. Look, I don't believe there's any legitimacy to world rankings and really the best tournaments in the world unless you have all the best players. And as much as I despise what has happened with LIV Golf, the fact is that some of the best players in the world have gone to LIV Golf, and Cameron Smith and Dustin Johnson and some of those guys should be playing in the major championships. What it really does, though, is it points out to me just how quickly we need to get this situation solved. Because even though Augusta National, who can make their own decisions, and it's pretty simple for them, made this decision, I think it's going to be harder for some of the other bigger governing bodies, like the USGA, like the RNA. We might be able to get through this season, but the problem is going to be that with no world ranking points in LIV, all of these top players are going to drop really fast in the world rankings. And by Century Tournament of Champions next year, you're going to see some of these well-known players aren't even close to being in the top 50, or some of them not even in the top 100 of the world.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, they said if you'll be allowed, Fred Ridley made the announcement, you'll be allowed to play as long as you are qualified to play, but that requires you to be at a certain level in the game. And if you don't have those points, then you're not going to be there. And it was interesting to hear everyone, almost to a man, I didn't hear anybody complain. The professionals on tour were all asked, what do you think about, you know, LIV players playing? That bottom line, it is LIV playing in the upcoming Masters. And they said, if they qualified, of course, it's only natural. So do you think that'll go on to the other majors?
I sure hope it does. I'm starting to get a sense, Danielle, that we may see something happen that could be sort of an icebreaker here. You know, LIV has not gotten itself a television deal yet. Their tournaments are not televised. They're on YouTube channel only. And they don't really have any sponsors. And I could see a situation where a player, a top name player, says, you know what? I made a mistake. I want to go back to the PGA Tour. Now, according to the current status, he would not be able to do that. That player wouldn't. But if you have a top player that says, I was wrong, I made a mistake, I want to go back, the fans are going to want that player back. And I think there's going to be a lot of pressure if somebody does that, says, I want to go back to the PGA Tour, there's going to be a lot of pressure to figure this out.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Dustin Johnson, didn't he resign from his membership on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, he did. Some players have, some players haven't. Nobody really knows the ramifications, okay. But primarily the guys that did, Danielle, were trying to protect themselves to be able to play in other events. Now, I don't know. You know, there are so many lawyers involved. There's so much legal stuff.
Yes.
We need to have a settlement. We need to have a settlement. And until this lawsuit gets dismissed, it's going to continue to be a problem.
Okay. All right. Well, of course, we'll be watching because, you know, some people said that, you know, PGA Tour's had gotten stale. And this was really something that was needed to shake things up and get things rolling again. What do you think?
You know, I think it certainly helped. Just take a look at the Century Tournament of Champions. In 1 year, it has gone from an event, you know, where some players didn't play. Shoot, there was no real title sponsor less than a decade ago. And in a year since last year's tournament, the purse has doubled. You know, I think that's really good. Now, a lot of tournaments have benefited because of that. Some other tournaments have not. I don't think this is going to be a good thing for Sony. So that's going to have to get figured out. But the reality is there shouldn't be criteria for tournaments on the PGA Tour where you have A-level events and B-level events.
Yes.
You know, the Sony Open is just as important to our state and our community as the Century Tournament of Champions is. And I don't want to see anything happen that would cause the Sony Open to not have sort of the stature and draw that it has. And I'm worried about guys not playing that event this year.
Yes, they should be coming over here. Exactly right. Make it an elevated event just like Century is, you know, so that draw is there. Increase the purse. Let's transition to something that really threw me. Okay, there was some speculation or some opinion about Charlie Woods, the PNC, Tiger Woods, PNC, that Charlie Woods had been exploited by the media and just by, I don't know, exploited. And I thought, wait a minute, I don't understand what you mean by that. I thought it was, you know, the kids were all together and it's Tiger's son. Naturally, they're going to be the focal point. I didn't feel it was exploitation. What about you?
I don't either. You know, I think Tiger has done a tremendous job raising his two kids as a single dad. Charlie has been pretty much in the background for the first, 13 years of his life. The first live interview that he had ever done was this past couple of weeks at the PNC. So Tiger, I think, has done a good job of that. But look, as far as I'm concerned, anything that can occur to get us more of a chance to watch Tiger Woods play golf, because we're not going to be able to do that for many more years. Without Charlie, I don't think we'd be seeing Tiger play golf at all right now, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how anybody could argue that that isn't good for the game. Anytime we can see Tiger, and Charlie's the one that's causing it, is a good thing.
Yeah, and Charlie's got a sound, it seems to me, a really sound ego. He's a very confident young man. He was able to take on his dad.
Yeah, he sure did. And frankly, if you put those two side by side and take a look at their swings, I think that Charlie has as good a swing as Tiger had when Tiger was that age. And it's just hilarious to listen to Tiger talk about it, Danielle, because he tells Charlie, don't copy my swing, copy Rory McIlroy's. That's the swing I want you to look at.
Yeah, I loved watching it. And I love seeing them evaluate on the phone together. Exploitation, I didn't get that. And this was interesting. This is from the Fried Egg. Best first impression. So 19-year-old Atiya Titikul, who had 2 wins, 3 top 10s in majors, and a stint as the number one player in the world in her first year, and she's 19. I buy that. How about you?
Oh, I really do. I'm already looking forward to the Lotte Championship coming up in April, and it's just amazing to me how the level of play on the LPGA has been elevated. I first started covering LPGA golf, Danielle, back, oh my heavens, it was in the late 1980s when the Women's Kemper Open came to Hawaii and I announced it on NBC. And I did not believe the quality of play was nearly what we're seeing now. Back then, the ladies had pretty good short games and they were good putters, but they certainly didn't have the ball striking capabilities that the men do. But I will tell you, if you watch Nelly Korda right now, she is as good a swinger of the golf club as any of the men on the PGA Tour. And, you know, Nelly and Atiya and a few of those are really only a few. There is a tremendous quality of play across the board on the LPGA.
Yeah, yeah. And it's my belief that when you're playing with someone who is at that level, it elevates everybody. Because it somehow, you know, you just play stronger. It's like being in a performance anywhere. When you're working with a great actor, you're maybe not as good, but you're going to get better just because you're around that. And certainly this is competition, and that'll bring it out even more so. So I just see great things for the LPGA. Absolutely awesome. Another one that they brought up was Scottie Scheffler's flag stick assisted chip in the final round of the Masters as being the best break of last year, this year, coming almost over. What do you think?
Boy, I've watched a lot of these highlights. You know, there were some tremendous shots in the last year played. I guess if I look at them all, maybe that was it because of what ultimately happened with Scotty, with him taking the crown. But there were just a lot of really good shots. And you know, I think we see more and more of them now, Danielle, than we did even a decade ago or 2 decades ago, because players are playing a different kind of game now. They're playing much more aggressive. Mm-hmm. They've got these 60-degree lob wedges, you know, that they can get it up and down from anywhere, and they're all great putters. So there's no fear, and you don't see anybody playing conservatively anymore. It's just make the lowest score you can on every single hole, and that's why we're seeing more great shots, I think.
You know, what you just said is so perfect. I was watching a golf channel, and it was Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer, and it was like a match of just them, you know, and it's kind of like a Wonderful World of Golf moment, and the fairways are lined with spectators, but everybody's being so polite, and it's so very quiet, and it's like, and I thought, boy, the level of tension as these guys are swinging, I mean, they're hitting gorgeous golf shots, although Arnold didn't like his iron play at all. We are playing, it's almost like boxing. You know, we've got that kind of tension happening now in golf.
You know, what's interesting is when I grew up and when I was playing as a younger man, golf was really not much of a spectator sport. You're right, the galleries were very quiet, and watching on TV couldn't have been any more boring. It was just put me to sleep on a Sunday afternoon. But now the fans really have become almost participants in the game. And when you go to a golf tournament, and if you go to Kapalua next week, folks, that's one of the great viewing experiences on the PGA Tour because you can get so close to the players. But you will see that there is way more interaction now amongst the players and the fans. And the fans have really become part of it, just like we're going to see all day today in the NFL. Or the NBA. The fans are part of the experience.
Yes, absolutely. And it's fun. You know, I just felt that interesting. Okay, I got one more. You know, we just have a couple minutes, but the biggest rule is controversy. Berger, Hovland, and Damon at the Players. When it was the weather delayed Monday final round of the Players, Daniel Berger's second shot on the par 5 16th hole at TPC Sawgrass went so wayward, he said water ball almost after impact, and then things got testy between all of them. He then said, okay, I'll do it, but you're wrong. You guys are wrong. I'll take the drop for the sake of you guys, but you're wrong. Did you think that was the biggest rules controversy?
Really hard to say because of the angle. You know, that course is notorious for that. I was with Tiger Woods when he took the drop after hitting the ball in the water, probably 15 years ago at number 14, and a lot of people thought he dropped it way closer to the green than where the ball crossed. I think that's a problem, but it's always an arbitrary thing. And as far as I'm concerned, the player that hit the shot is the ultimate one to say where he believes it crossed. I will tell you that, to me, every single year, Danielle, the biggest rules controversy is when a player signs an incorrect card and becomes disqualified. I just do not understand that. We've got to stop doing that. There's going to be a local rule put into play where committees, I think, can waive that rule. And not have total disqualification for signing an incorrect card. But my heavens, that's not part of playing the game. Signing the card isn't. And every single year, that's the one, no matter who it is. There was a couple of players on the LPGA it happened to this year. I just think that's a travesty, and we need to do away with that.
Agreed. Agreed, agreed, agreed. All right. We're going to see each other in a couple of weeks. And we'll be actually sitting at a table together at Century Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, and I see when your eyes get big, I know there's a tough question coming. So wear your sunglasses if you want to try and fool me a little bit there.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, and he's on the course. See, so when you talk to Mark, you get on course, inside the ropes, views, and that's the beauty. Golf Channel, NBC Sports, member Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame. Thank you so much for being on the show.
All right. Thanks, Danielle, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays and travel safe. Thank you.
I will do.
Okay. Aloha. All right. We're coming back with a young man who has gone out and helped Patriot Golf $100,000 raised last weekend. $100,000. After this, we'll be talking with Tom Freestone. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me,
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Exactly. Great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay, and you could win. All you have to be is the ninth caller, and the number is 808-545-1111. That's 808-545-1111. Just be the ninth caller, and you win two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. Call now.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Every year, the Aloha Section PGA awards, rewards their great performers. And this year, the sales representative of the year is Trevor Nishiyama, TaylorMade. The President's Award goes to Joel Navarro, President Lahaina Junior Golf Association. The Distinguished Service Award, which I was honored to receive, that has yet to be determined by the board. Merchandiser of the Year, Resort, Michael Castillo, Kapalua Plantation. Merchandiser of the Year, Public, David Higa, Lelehua Golf Course. Merchandiser of the Year, Private, Todd Michelson, The Golf at Kukui'ula. Teacher of the Year, Scott Bridges, PGA, Hualalai Resort. Everyone here is a PGA. Youth Development Award, Youth Player Development Award, William Foster, Manele Golf Course. The Bill Strasburg Award, Andrew Farea, Ko'olina Golf Club. Professional Development Award, Greg Nichols, Ko'olina. Player Development Award, Marcus Judge, Wailea Golf Club. Assistant Professional of the Year, Michael P. Taylor Jr., Wailea Gold and Emerald. And the Golf Professional of the Year, Alex Nakajima, PGA, Kapalua Golf. All right, plus there is something called the Patriot Award. And the man we're talking to next, Thomas Freestone at the Ocean Course Hoku'ala, is the recipient of the award this year. Welcome into the clubhouse, Tom.
Hi there, Danielle. Nice to can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you just fine. And I know you're out in the elements, which is wonderful. Is it raining on you?
Never rains here on Kauai, ever.
Yes, of course not. What's wrong with me? I should know these things. Last weekend, you had a spectacular $100,000 raised last weekend, even with the rain that never happens on Kauai.
It unfortunately did happen on that day. It was a one time a year thing. And we did get caught in a little bit of a tropical storm that affected all the islands and definitely put a little flexibility into our team. And even with all that, we kind of regathered in our the clubhouse lobby. So the Operation Rising Star was our event. We actually raised $115,000.
Wow.
For fallen soldiers and disabled service people's families that through the Folds of Honor Foundation. It was a joint effort. We had Timbers Resorts and the Ocean Course Hoku'ala were the hosts. Big shout out to Odom Hawaii, which came through as the title sponsor. Also, Shioi Construction, they came through with a wingman sponsor ship to help generate $75,000 between the two.
Wow.
And another big supporter was Jim Padone and Paul Toner over at the Royal Sonesta, who helped us with housing some of the team members and everything during the beginning of this holiday season. So, just an amazing event. We had Dan Rooney himself, the founder of Folds of Honor, who has been vacationing and honeymooning and everything else with his family for the last 15 years here on Kauai. I actually met him as he was starting the Folds of Honor Foundation on that first trip. And it's been a big part of Kauai's culture, supporting Folds of Honor for the last 14 years.
That's awesome.
So, but this was a effort. And not just on the day, but just everybody involved going and reaching out as many contacts as possible to help support. Our goal was to support 27 family scholarships for the Folds of Honor. We came shy, just about three shy of that, which is a total raise of $115,000 direct for the Folds of Honor scholarship.
I'm talking with Tom Freestone, Director of Golf Operations, Hoku'ala Kauai Timbers Resorts. Patriot Golf benefits Folds of Honor. That's the organization that Tom's talking about, providing educational scholarships to spouses and children of America's fallen and disabled service members. And Tom Freestone and friends raised over $115,000 last weekend, despite the rain. You have some of those chickens running around your place too, like we do? Boy, they're...
Oh, yeah, we're prevalent with chickens, you know.
So,
just in case anybody needs a Christmas meal here, we are gonna fundraise by selling off a few chickens. So okay, but yeah, we Garden Island, we have the Kauai Jungle Fowl, which is the official name, and they're running around prevalent this morning.
The Kauai Jungle Fowl. That is wonderful. We need to come up for something like that on Oahu. I mean, they're all across Honolulu, you know. It was a chicken in the middle of a four-way intersection just going, I don't know where to go now. I mean, seriously. Poor baby.
It is our unofficial county bird.
So, you are a fascinating person. I was reading a little bit about you, and this is somebody asked, what does aloha mean to you? And Tom said, aloha is like defining a higher power. It is the spirit and loving actions. It is forgiveness. It is the highest level of caring of all things. It is nurturing, acting with consideration for all known and unknown reactions. Aloha is a power guiding altruistic humility. That is so beautiful. Thank you for that.
And that's what, was felt on Sunday morning with everything going on. We actually had Guy Hagi there to do our weather report, and it was pretty grim.
He made it into a joke. Did he make it into a joke, though? Was he able to do that for?
Oh, absolutely. He was great as a co-MC for the day. We had the entire community. We had 101 golfers signed up for the event. And as it's pouring down inches of rain, every single one of the community members showed up. The team showed up huge. We set the program as if we were going to do it, no problem. And everybody was behind the mission. And we had to divert a little. We ended up doing part of our evening program that was set for Hualani's over the timbers. And we moved partial of that to the opening ceremonies. And all what you just said about aloha, if you're in that room, we had Hualani, Elise, and Kelly, three of our team members that started off the day with a Hawaiian blessing. We did the Ho'anani, and then followed by this unbelievable performance of the national anthem. And talk about chicken skin and the spirit of a higher power and a bigger purpose. That's how we led into Dan coming in and providing us with an unbelievable kind of keynote speech about not only the Folds of Honor, but he's out doing a tour of his book, Fly Into the Wind. which is an amazing read. If you get a chance, definitely it'll there's at least one or two parts of that that are going to change your life. And you know, it was just about the entire community coming together, maximizing an effort for those that have served our country. And if you haven't read the book, or if you haven't heard where the mission started, Dan Rooney was on a flight back to his golf professional career into Michigan. And he walked by first class, and there was a young soldier dressed in his uniform sitting in first class. And he thought, oh, that's nice. His family's taking care of him and getting him home for the holidays and bumped him up to first class, right? Well, as the plane lands and pilot gets on the radio, he says, we've been escorting a hero of the United States, and Bucknell, that was the gentleman, and we've been carrying his remains back to his family. Mm-hmm. His twin brother is sitting in first class to escort him home. If we would all just wait to deboard the plane as we let Buckley return back to his family. And Stan watched this entire ceremony happening, window seat, and just seeing the family there waiting for his last return home. And as the ceremony concluded, he turned around to an almost empty plane. And he just, it was the most sad he's ever been about the state of the recognition to our fallen soldiers. Mm-hmm. And he made it his mission right there and then to make sure that these families could carry on their parents' legacy. And that's how Folds of Honor began. And you know, so what we really did is we changed 23 families' lives here in the state of Hawaii that have either lost a family member or it's been disabled to the point where they can't fully support their family in their educational journey. And so what better worthy cause during this time of season to help out the ones that provide us freedom?
Tom Freestone, thank you to you and to all the people who got together on Kauai last weekend and raised $115,000 for Folds of Honor through Patriot Golf. I really appreciate your time today, and I hope we talk again because you have some challenges that I'd like to discuss and how golf might be able to help. For instance, my grandson has some challenges, a little bit different, but it was recommended that he play golf. It was something that, you know, that he would be able to not feel like responsible for other people if he was a team sport, if he, you know, failed them. In golf, you're responsible and you can, you know, it's all. Anyway, let's talk about that sometime. Yeah. Would that be okay?
Yes, absolutely. But just real quick, I also wanted to thank all the PGA members of the Aloha section that came through and asked, you know, the hard questions of their owners and facility leaders to help support this event. So just in the state of Hawaii, you know, we got a shout out to all friends, all the team at Poipu Bay Golf Course here in Kauai, Princeville Makai, Ko'olina, Mid-Pac Pacific, Wailea, Turtle Bay, and Pearl Country Club. And a couple other big shout outs is the entire team at Nanea Golf Club. They came through huge. We were able to raise over $6,000 from their willingness to support us as well. So big shout out to the team over at Nanea. And then across the country, the PGA members, as I was awarded the PGA of the Year last year, I was able to make some wonderful connections to members around the country that help support our efforts. And I mean, even all the way up to the top with John as our president there, him and his section really came through huge. So definitely wanted to shout out. This was a national effort. And even we had prizes all the way out to Malaysia.
Far out. That is wonderful. Tom Freestone, Director of Golf Operations, Hokuala Kauai Timbers Resorts. Thank you for being inside the golf club and telling us all about it. Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk to someone. Nicholas Winfrey is president and CPO, Maui United Way. You know, I've been talking about connected communities. What is that? Something Century Tournament of Champions has developed between Stevens Point and Maui. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
To kick off the new year, Maui celebrates 25 years of playing host to the best of the best on the PGA Tour. And a tournament where greatness breeds greatness and the stars come out to play. Come check out all the action at the Century Tournament of Champions. Can't you get in free thanks to Maui Health. And Hawaii residents can enjoy the Kama'aina discounted ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Tickets available at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
SciPac sent us out. Okay, normally we have a commercial. You call 808-861-9595 for your security needs, electronic security, cyber security. He sent us out, all right? 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the net, scammers were fishing to see what they get. The emails were sent to folks everywhere in hopes to find clickers who click without care. The traps were all set with offers galore for discounts or cruises or gift cards and more. Some even threatened to pause your account if you don't click and pay some amount. But luckily, we are much smarter than they. We've studied and trained in a practical way. We see the signs of a suspected attack and thwart their attempt with a pat on the back. We check that the mail is from a known sender and verify links to sites from each vendor. We never fall for requests for quick cash and links to change passwords we put in the trash. In the event we're not sure if it's real, we call the help desk to see what they feel. They put the offender's name on a wall. I'm just kidding. They don't do that at all. The point is, be careful. Protect all your files so the users keep happy and management smiles. We know it's hard, but keep up the fight. And Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
Ball set up sweetly in the bunker. I set myself comfortably into the sand, swing for under the ball, and it sails up onto the green and into the hole. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Yes. Okay, Nicholas Winfrey, President and CPO, Maui United Way. United Way, welcome into the clubhouse, Nick.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
It's so good to talk to you. And, you know, I have been talking, it's a new word. I've been talking about connected communities. Could tell us what that means.
Well, it means so much to so many different people. I think for us here on Maui, it means having a partner that understands your community at length and is actually part of it across really the globe. And for Century and the PGA included, for us here at Maui United Way, it's understanding that We might have a little bit different weather. We might talk a little bit differently, but we are literally the same community with this aloha spirit that is looking to help out as many people as we can that just so happens to be connected by an amazing tournament as well.
Right. So this is between Stevens Point and Maui County. Is it like a sister city relationship?
You know what? That's a great term to use for it. I think it's exactly that, with a lot less red tape when you have to name a specific sister city.
and so it's business, it's a United Way, it's education. Tell us how the business relationship, I know this is, you know, but you're inside, you know how this is developed. So we would, let's say there's a brewery in Stevens Point that's over 100 years old, and there's a brewery on Maui, and I don't know how old it is, but would, you know, the beverages go between so that somebody could buy Stevens Point beer here and somebody could buy whatever the brewery is on Maui's beer?
You know, it's Kohala Brewery, and believe it or not, they're actually doing a collaboration. I don't know how much I can talk about it, but okay. I'm excited for it to launch next week. And the proceeds will actually benefit the United Ways, both in Stevens Point and here. So it's business relationships, it's farming relationships, it's University of Stevens Point, the University of Maui College relationships. And I get to work very, very closely with my counterparts at United Way to see how we can better serve our communities and actually learn from them, which we would never have if it wasn't for connected communities.
Wow. So what have you, let me, may I ask you, you know, what have, something stand out that you learned when you were in Stevens Point that wonderful week in August, and you got to know the folks there with their Boys and Girls Club is really phenomenal.
It's amazing, and we've been able to connect them with our Boys and Girls Club out here with Kelly. With United Way, what I learned, you know, from my counterparts is we can be in a bubble. You know, we focus on our what's in front of us, a lot of needs. But what we realize is that we're still serving a really large subset of the communities that are almost identical from Wisconsin to Hawaii. And it's an Alice population. So it's a population that doesn't quite fall into the poverty line, but is just above it. And we have one of the highest ones in the nation. And when we can see how they're working within that space and how we can mirror that, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, margins are tight within our business. And the more that we can learn and save resources means the more that we can help people. And we wouldn't have been able to do that without connected communities.
Wow. So whose idea was this? Century?
You know, I think it was the brainchild of maybe Stephanie at Century. I don't want to give, you know, there's a lot of credit due within Century. But I think that they understood that their relationship within the Maui Nui community is that they are part of this community. And how can they do that? And what better way to do that than connect us to their community and vice versa? So it's, I think it has been part of that, but it's an all hands on deck with the nonprofits and the schools and the PGA Tour and Max, who I heard on the show last week. Mm-hmm. It's really an all hands on deck mission.
Yes, and it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful to see the energy surrounding it, you know, and I just want to share something. This is Nicholas Winfrey, president and CPO, Maui United Way. And on your website, Maui United Way recognizes contact with Europeans in 1778, the overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy in 1893, the loss of Hawaiian language and voice in 1896, statehood in 1959, and the ongoing trauma experienced by the host peoples, Native Hawaiians, serve as a steady backdrop for the painful inequities that persist in our state. Do you see any of that getting better over the last, how long have you been in the business?
You know, I've been in the nonprofit sector for about 15 years. Unfortunately, we just got some statistics out post-COVID, and it looks like kind of those equity gaps have grown. Our ALICE population here in the county is up over 50%, so that's you know, paycheck to paycheck. But I do believe that people are recognizing really the root causes of inequity, and I think once you have that down, you can start making those systems changes to start closing those gaps. My goal, in all honesty, Danielle, is to put myself out of business to where there's no need for us. Will that happen in my generation? Maybe not. But I hope that, you know, we'll continue pushing that forward long term and with partners like Century and the PGA that understands this, right? Like, we're helping, you know, the PGA is built on this, and Century goes above and beyond even what the PGA Tour does. Is when we have partners like this that can see how to invest resources to close those equity gaps, I have huge confidence that it will get better, and hopefully will alleviate it fully in the years to come.
Wonderful. So I see that, you know, as long-term goals over, you know, hopefully not long-term. what can we do for each other, with each other? How can we help?
Right, absolutely. Well, right now we're putting our fingers in the dam, right? It's leaking in all of these different places, whether it's food security, addiction counseling, rental assistance, all of these things. You know, you can support your local United Way. You know, we all do amazing work, and we have incredibly trusted partners. We fund over 39 nonprofit programs here in the county in health, education, and economic mobility. You can support one of our partners. You can go out and donate your time, too. Remember that, you know, in a nonprofit, we're still a business, and we need experts. We need CPAs. We need marketing people. Donate your expertise, and just check on somebody. See how they're doing this holiday season as well. You know, the less people that need support in that space means the less resources that, you know, need to be pulled from the nonprofit sector. So there's a slew of different things. If you'd like to donate to Maui United Way, please visit us at MauiUnitedWay.org. But once again, I would love for the support for our agency, but I also ask it for any nonprofit in any community, because they're all doing life-saving work during this holiday season.
Nicholas Winfries, President and CPO, Maui United Way. So good to talk with you, and I hope we'll, you know, keep, make this kind of a regular thing.
I look forward to it, and if we can get your son out there to golf as well, I'll be keen for that too.
Oh, right on. Okay, aloha.
Aloha, Danielle.
Diana DeLucia is founder and editor-in-chief and publisher, Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine. Would you believe it's been 5 years? We're going to talk with Diana after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The 2023 Sony Open Wave of Aloha brings the PGA Tour big hitters to Wailea January 6th through 15th. Defending champ Hideki Matsuyama headlines this big 25th anniversary showdown, with Hawaii favorites scheduled to appear: Billy Horschel, Sungjae Im, Matt Kuchar, Siwoo Kim, and Adam Scott. Benefiting Friends of Hawaii Charities, get your tickets now at SonyOpenHawaii.com. No bags or water bottles allowed. Visit SonyOpenHawaii.com for admissions guidelines.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles, from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style.
All right. We have two rounds of golf for someone who'd like to win. Two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. We have not gotten our ninth caller. 808-545-1111 is the number to call. Just give us a call, you know? We're going to talk with Diana DeLucia right after this.
Got to make this 30-foot putt.
checking the brake, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter? I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and publisher, Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine. And there's the coffee table book. And she has another book in the works. And, you know, she created Golf Kitchen Invitational. It's an annual Golf Kitchen event that raises awareness about some of the local private golf and country club chefs and their cuisine, often influenced by what is grown around them. A Golf Kitchen Culinary Awards now in its, I think, fourth year, is a golf course, a restaurant association, a proud sponsor. Welcome into the clubhouse. You're quite amazing, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle. By the way, does that make me the ninth caller?
Nice try.
I'm good.
I mean, Christmas should be next week because I feel like I'm a week behind. What happened to December? So I was looking at, you know, Peter Zuhl, executive chef, Anderson Addison Reserve, Rye Waddington, executive chef, Wing Foot, Ed Stone, Balcher's Roll, Anthony Giacopanello, Chrissy Bennett, current chef at Winged Foot, Gary Player, the issue that did not include a cover of an executive chef, but he probably is a chef in his own right. And this is the one-year anniversary issue with the club car surrounded by baskets or crates of food, wine, and fruits. That was a fun cover. That was great.
It was a fun cover, wasn't it?
Yeah. It looks like happiness. So tell us about Gary Player.
Well, I actually didn't get to interview Gary Player. I handed it to Rye Waddington from Wingfoot Golf Club because I knew that was his idol. And, you know, he enjoyed that opportunity and they wrote a great piece. So I was really happy to have Mr. Player on the cover. It was just iconic. And it was only our second issue.
And it was only your second issue, yes. But he talked about golf and nutrition and probably exercise because that's one of his passions, keeping yourself fit and putting good things in your body.
Yeah, like 100 sit-ups a day and no white buns. He's definitely anti any white buns or white bread.
White bread, yes, forget that. Over-processed, anything over-processed. It's got to be natural, and he probably doesn't like a lot of sugar. That's the hard part, you know, chocolate and all that good stuff. Now, Winged Foot Golf Club, Rye Waddington on the cover. Now, where did he go? Because, you know, now we have somebody else who, Chrissy Bennett, is also on the cover representing Winged Foot.
Yeah, that's a really, really interesting, the whole journey from Winged Foot for Rye, and Chrissy, to me, is just like a really nice story how I had met Rye, who's from my own country, who I was introduced to by Colin Burns, the GM, who's now retiring from Winged Foot after a massive career that not many people have in the industry. And they came on board with my first Golf Kitchen book project, and I had a lot of support there, and Rye was fantastic. And then when we launched the book, everyone came up with this idea to do a magazine, and that's kind of started at Kasik at Kiawah Island. And then I wanted to put Rye on the cover. He was from Australia and from a prominent golf club, and it just went from there. And then I met Chrissy back then, and she was a kitchen hand or something of that nature, and I knew then she was going to be the next executive chef because she was just, you could just tell this woman's going places. She is going to go places. And she went up the ladder so fast. And then when Rye moved to, I think it's Palmetto Bluff, to become the executive chef there, she took over and she's just doing exceptionally well. And it was so good to have Winged Foot on the first cover and the fifth anniversary cover. So I couldn't be pleased. And more proud.
Yes, absolutely. And now this edition, I've been, you know, I thought, did my subscription lapse? I don't know what happened to my magazine. And then I got in touch with Diana DeLucia, and I said, Diana, do I need to, you know, did something go wrong with my subscription? Tell us about your supply chain issues.
Oh, it's been an absolute nightmare. Like, from, I remember in 2021 was the first one. It wasn't too bad at the beginning of this year. That I had Hannah's cover from Addison. She's now at Addison, but she was at Meisner at that time. We had all these problems with the glue, and they had to find the right glue because the pages were falling out, or they were splitting, and then there was double printing. And then they had to reprint them, and they reprinted them three times. And that was just 2021.
Wow.
But 2022 has been the worst supply chain for me, and I know it's everywhere. So I'm just really blessed that people are understanding, because they're also going through the same thing, with whether it's restaurants needing equipment, taking 8 months to arrive, and things of that nature. So
right.
So anyway, we negotiated with them, and now hopefully we're going to be sending them out around 6th, 7th of January. So luckily it's a 6 month publication, because it's heartbreaking because it's my 5th anniversary issue.
Right. It's okay. You've got so much. Why is this important to you? Why is it important to me? Yeah, why is God, not the supply chain issues and getting it out on time, but the whole highlighting these chefs in the golf industry?
Well, I've always been a person covering chefs, and as a food photographer, I was always involved in that world for a very long time. And, you know, seeing the golf club chefs not getting any notoriety when I started my first book, and I was like, there's not enough coverage of these people who are working really hard in these properties. And you know, I started to feel, you know, they some of these chefs are better than the restaurant chefs that are celebrities, but they're not getting any attention or accolades of that nature. So it is important to me, and I kind of develop a relationship with them when I'm doing a story. So I get to know them, because we do long pieces, as you know, 35, 45 pages. So, you know, plus I'm a photographer. So I get super involved, even though other people may not. When you're doing a piece that long, you really care about what you're doing. So it's not just like you're not thinking it on the business side. You're thinking on creating like history. And that's important to me to leave behind. So, you know, that's one of the super important things. It's very different from, you know, a publication that's just business related.
Yeah.
I literally get involved, and it, you know.
They become family members.
Yeah, I feel that way, because you, even as a photographer, you know, when you're photographing people or even food, you know, from a photographer's perspective, you're looking at everything close up, and you're editing everything, and you're seeing everything close up. So you might see that person's face like 500 times a day because you're working on it. Or you might be doing edits of some kind in an image. So then you're writing about them. And a lot of the time, a lot of things are quite, in the writing and the stories are quite emotional. So you have to try to bring that across. And you know, that's a challenge.
But you like it, because you bring out their world becomes a part of our world because you're sharing it with us. Yes.
Yes, definitely. Like it's definitely a labor of love. That's all I can say.
Yes. Well, you know, I've gotten to meet some of the chefs that you've introduced me to, you know, and I find out what they tap the maple trees just off the course, and then they use the syrup to create new recipes. Or they go in their garden, and it seems like they've all got a little garden patch, and they find out what's ready to be plucked. And then they literally go out and fish. And then they come in and they cook their meal I'm not talking about their meal. I'm talking about the meal that they're making for the people who are coming into the golf club, you know, so that they can enjoy that freshly caught fish and that fabulous vegetable that they've just taken out of the ground. You know, it's really something. The beekeepers, people.
Yeah, I mean, the beekeeper, I was actually just down Reynolds Lake Oconee in, I think it was late December, November, and they took us to the local apiary. It was pretty amazing. I've talked to the one in Southampton at Sabonic, and we've talked with Medina's, they're doing the apiary there, and they're doing the maple trees. The honey is becoming more and more important. Golf clubs are starting to make their own apiaries at the clubs and hiring beekeepers to come in. That's a great thing because they have the room, so why not be responsible?
Yes.
I was thinking one of the main stories through this whole journey is a young man that you and I and a lot of people adore through the whole journey is Jose Carles Fabregas.
I was just talking about him.
Yes, I just adore him, and I can't wait to catch up with him again, hopefully in 2023. They've really had a hard run for the last probably ages, mm-hmm. and they always keep getting up on top. And out of all the stories, I love that family and their energy and where they're going as young people, and they're just developing their whole restaurant scene in Puerto Rico, and they're doing super well. And I wanted everyone to know that, because if listeners have listened to us talking about Jose, they would know. So
yes.
That's one of the most warming stories that I have.
Yes, Jose Carles, his wife and their children. And what was the name of the storm that destroyed everything for them? I can't, there seem to be so many storms hitting Puerto Rico. It's almost,
wasn't it Maria? Yeah, it was Maria.
Yeah, it was Maria. That's correct. But
they had earthquakes, remember?
That's
right. Earthquakes. So they had gone through losing everything, rebuilding, losing everything again, having to move, rebuilding. And now they've finally opened. Now they have two restaurants in Puerto Rico. So, everything's going quite well for them now. So I'm kind of happy to see that.
I'm thrilled to hear that. Now, there's also something you're working on. You call it your final book collection. I don't know. You should never say final, because with you, everything is just kind of growing all the time.
Well, I want to leave something behind. And I was really knocked out by the pandemic. And we had to change concepts. So I decided, okay, there has to be a different concept because, chefs have moved on and the pandemic changed movement from here to there. So what are you going to do? Go back and redo things. So I decided that I had a lot of valuable material, and I thought, why not leave the first collection of 12 years of every single chef and every single recipe I've ever featured and include it in a 2 or 3 volume production.
I love it.
So, and then we leave it behind for the history of the golf industry.
That's
wonderful. And I'm halfway through volume one, so once I finish that, I'm not sure if we're going to release volume one or all three at the same time as a box collection. I'll update you on that.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll have some help with some layout soon.
And this will be Golf's Culinary
Golf's
Pioneers.
Culinary Pioneers.
I love it.
Yeah.
Golf's Culinary Pioneers. Now, this is Diana DeLucia. Remember, she's a food photographer, award-winning food photographer. One of the most difficult subjects to have is food. And in New York City is where she got her start, So if you wonder why she keeps going, isn't that infectious? Doesn't New York kind of do something to people? You go there and you're, energized for the rest of your life?
Well, I think I watch other people because I've always been one to, get back, get knocked down, get back up 2 times. Get knocked down, get back up 2 times. But this supply chain year, this has been really hard emotionally because you you kind of feel like you're letting people down if you don't produce, but you also know that other people are going through similar things, particularly in New York where you've got all the restaurant people and it's just, you know, they're having so many struggles just to stay ahead. But then you have, you know, what one of the big things this year is I reunited with a lot of the people in the restaurant industry from New York. Like I have a regular column in Total Food Service now because their market is interested in private clubs. So that's been a lot of fun, working with Total Food and Fred Clashman and Joyce Appleman. But we all met back when we had the restaurant Insider, so it's kind of crazy.
It is. It's wonderful. Now, here's something. We're going to wrap everything up here. Golf Kitchens Pro-Am, you're solidifying the location of Golf Kitchen Pro-Am. But you've also got something in the works, the scripted reality series, and you're looking for funding?
Yeah, that's in the works. If anybody's interested in funding a pilot, but it's a very high-end pilot, and I'm working with some pretty amazing film industry figures, please email me at diana@golfkitchen.com, and I'll send you our proposal, because we want to really highlight the culinary scene internationally on an extremely high-end level. And it's Diana at golfkitchen.com.
Yes, it's Diana@golfkitchen.com. You wrote that down. Diana, it is so wonderful to catch up with you before the year ends. Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful, wonderful time with your daughters and their significant others. And aloha. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. And happy Christmas and aloha to you and family. And hope to see you in 2023.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now we're going to Debbie Waitkus, co-tournament director of the Marilyn Smith Tournament, Golf for Cause founder. Co-founder Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. This is one busy lady right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu.
To kick off the new year, Maui celebrates 25 years of playing host to the best of the best on the PGA Tour. And a tournament where greatness breeds greatness and the stars come out to play. Come check out all the action at the Century Tournament of Champions. Pinky get in free thanks to Maui Health. And Hawaii residents can enjoy the Kama'aina discounted ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Tickets available at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Only three parts to the golf swing: the backswing, the impact position, and follow through. So why is my head exploding? Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome into the clubhouse. Debbie Waitkus, co-tournament director, Marilyn Smith Tournament, and Golf for Cause founder. Hi, Debbie.
Happy holidays, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, no, I'm missing a week. Christmas can't be tomorrow.
Let me gift you one more.
Yes, please. Please. That's my, in your case, for me, a Hanukkah wish, okay? Happy Hanukkah. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I sent my son a text and I said, your calendar's in the mail. But your package hasn't gotten there yet. Oh, gosh. What kind of a mom am I? Okay. Debbie.
You're the best.
Oh,
the
thank best. You. Yeah. So you have so much going on. You know, the world after COVID is the world we make. I love that statement you made. The world after COVID is the world we make. Where did that come from?
I have no idea, but it just sort of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you think about anything that you do. It could be. I remember like around 2008, 2009, when the economy kind of hit the tank in a lot of the traditional industries. And a lot of us were sitting around saying, so what are you doing? Or what are you doing? So, you know, I was tired of it and decided to put on a charity golf tournament, just, you know, so we had something going on. And, you know, I think anything you do is a choice. And, you know, do what you want to do and make a difference. And here we are. The world after COVID is the world that you make. And let's just do it, right?
Right.
So we're going to make another week before Christmas just for Danielle.
No, golf it forward. Is that what came out of that moment? Golf it forward?
Well, in all candor, golf it forward came out of our... So we have the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation, which is, it's truly a mouthful and always begs an explanation. And as we started down our path, look at, we're like any other business and we're growing. We needed to have a presence online and working on a website. It's like, okay, so what URL are we going to have? And a few of us who are on the board got together, and including Janie Zimron, who's an LPGA professional, as well as Tracy Hupko, who recently left the LPGA working as Scott Wood's right-hand person for Founders Cup and some other golf initiatives. The three of us were chatting, and I love the fact that Jamie was in Israel, I was in Canada, and Tracy was in Phoenix, Arizona. And we had this little brainstorming session, and Jamie happened to be in, I want to call it a circus car, loaded with a whole bunch of people as we started to do our brainstorming. And a couple of them, I would call them almost like influencers. So young people who had no idea about golf, but we were talking about what we were after. And as the words, we threw out words and brainstormed, and as Golf It Forward came out, it was really a great explanation about how we are honoring the past of the history of women's golf, basically driving the future of professional women, spirited by the history of women's golf, right?
Yes.
And we're golfing it forward. So we're connecting the past with the future. And Danielle, as you know, Golf It Forward rolls off the tongue a heck of a lot easier than the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation.
Thank you. Yes, yes. I mean, the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation says everything, sort of. Not really. You've got to ask questions. Golf It Forward is easier to say, but then you also have to ask questions. You know, but most of us know what Pay It Forward, Golf It Forward. It's sort of, you know, it kind of, we have an idea that what you're doing is helping others in the process.
Absolutely. And it's all about connecting that past of the women who started everything, because, you know, look at the LPGA today says act like a founder. These women acted like founders and didn't really know what that meant. They were just doing what they needed to do in order to build and sustain a tour and opportunities for women in sports. And that's kind of what's happening. And through all that, we're honoring their legacies. Look at Marilyn, as you well know, has a scholarship, and more than $1 million has been awarded to over 200 young women. And that portal actually is open right now for anyone who knows a senior in high school, a girl who would like to play collegiate golf, that she can go ahead and apply. That's open through January 31st. And that can be accessed through the golfitforward.org website. And it's pretty intuitive when you go there, golfitforward.org, if you're going to look for the scholarship. It's
right at the top of the page. It's between MS Pro-Am and Pearls. And it's right there. Scholarships. And I just click there and it opens up and says 2023 Marilyn Smith Scholarship Applications. And there you go. And the application portal is now open. And all, and there's Marilyn's face. God, she had such a wonderful smile. And there's two youngsters right next to her smiling. That's a very welcoming photo. Thank you. And then here we are.
We'll thank Tracy Hupko for that because she's the genius that put the site together. So thank you, Tracy. God bless you.
Yeah, I'm accepting all cookies. I don't know why I do that, but I just do if I trust the site.
You know, it is the time of year for cookies anyway, right?
Where are my cookies? Okay. So now is the time, and it opened October 7th. How many applications do you get in?
I don't know. But we are hoping that we've worked really hard to increase the number. We've talked about increasing the funnel, the number of girls who are applying, because it really came down during COVID. And we want to make sure that opportunity is out there for girls. And we're doing 24 scholarships this year, which is an increase over the 8 from last year. So we're getting back to the numbers that we were doing when Marilyn was alive.
Yes.
So we're just jazzed. And that's a true reflection of the work of the foundation and those people who share the passion. So like yourself. Helping make that happen.
So let's see, we encourage all of our applicants to watch The Founders, a film that honors the 13 founders of the LPGA, including Marilyn Smith. And you can watch it here at no cost. Click right there. That's all in the Marilyn Smith Scholarship. It's right here on the page. And then you just go, and then it says apply. You know, you just click on the apply, and then you just fill. And what are the requirements?
The girls, you know, most of them are great students, community service. They need to be playing collegiate golf as far as having been accepted onto the team at the school where they intend to go. And then there will be recommendation letters that they need to have. And it's typical of most applications. And now, like you mentioned, that they have the opportunity to watch the Founders film, there is a question in the application process regarding the Founders. So that's a really nice touch. And what I love about it, Danielle, is that even the girls who don't receive, that are not awarded a scholarship, that they actually will walk away with more knowledge about who these women were that created that opportunity for them.
Oh, yeah. And what we need to do right now is, for folks who don't realize this, the 13 founders of the LPGA drove everywhere to get to their next tournament. Some of them slept in their car because they couldn't afford to get a hotel room. And I know in Marilyn's case, she would go to, let's say, a baseball game that was happening in the community where they were about, and she would put on a demonstration of her amazing golf acumen, and she would hit shots in the middle of the the field. And say, here, hey, we're playing, you know, come over. And that's the kind of women that the 13 founders were, you know, true grit.
Absolutely. Yet taking on to the prior guest, and now I'm having a brain moment. One of the founders actually authored a cookbook. So I'm going to have to go home and pull it, and then I'll send you that information. But the food is probably nothing that we would eat today that's healthy.
But
the fact that they even assembled their recipes like all girls would in those days, right?
You know, but I think their marshmallows were probably made more fresh, right?
I'm sure they were. Yeah.
Not as many preservatives. Wow. You know, and that's the thing about what always amazes me is not only were they spectacular golfers, but they had to be, marketers and travel agents and everything for themselves. And they weren't guaranteed. There was no guaranteed money, was there?
No, there was no guaranteed money. I was thinking today, we have a
a Marilyn Smith Pro-Am coming up and a Marilyn Smith Arizona Women's Open coming up. Oh. And it's a two-day senior event. It's a partner event. And the purse for that is going to be a minimum of $60,000. And
yes,
when $60,000 is $10,000 more than the total prize fund for the entire year of 1950 on the LPGA Tour. Put that in perspective.
Oh, gosh.
Put that in perspective.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So how do we get into the two tournaments?
Okay, so same website, golfforward.org.
Okay.
And I guess it's right next to the tab for the scholarships. It says MS Pro-Am.
There it is, right there. What's wrong with me?
There you go.
Yes,
and
yes.
So we can God bless Tracy again because she did that.
Okay.
And all the information about the Pro-Am is there, as well as the partner tournament and the Sunday tea. The Sunday tea is a meet and greet the day before the Pro-Am, and then the Pro-Am will be on Monday, April the 24th, and then the two-person event is on the 25th and 26th. Pat Bradley is the participating honoree. We are so, so excited this year to have Pat as the honoree. She's always deferred any time the discussion came up, saying, you know, it really should be somebody else, it should be somebody else, and,
then you ran out of somebody else's.
Well, you know, it's too bad that the somebody else's were happening when, Marilyn was still alive and that Pat didn't have that opportunity to be honored while Marilyn was with us. But she's with us in spirit, and I'm sure she's smiling. But Pat is just incredible. She's in the World Golf Hall of Fame and just has that that drive and that competitive edge still. So we're thrilled that she'll be participating. But there is an early bird special that will end at the end of the year on the Pro-Am. So if anyone would like to play, get your team together or just sign up now and your team can straggle in or we'll assign you, but you can take advantage of the savings with the early bird special by signing up for the Pro-Am now. So,
and it's really easy to find all of this. golfitforward.org.
Don't we love how that rolls off?
Yeah, golfitforward.org. This is Debbie Waitkus, co-tournament director of the Marilyn Smith Tournament. She created Golf for Cause. We didn't have time to talk about Golf for Cause, but I kind of understand what it is. And she's co-founder of the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation. Okay.
Business as Golf It Forward.
There. Golf It Forward. Put that in your mind. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, mahalo.
Mahalo. I love you. Aloha. Have a wonderful holiday season.
And you too, Danielle.
Thank you.
All the best to you and your family.
Thank you very much. And yours. All right. We want to thank SIPAC for cybersecurity, for putting together that wonderful little ditty that I read earlier. For your company or your nonprofit, any organization or private person, SIPAC is an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Online, it's SIPAC.com. That is just easy to spell, right? Sci, like CYPAC.com. SIPAC.com. We're honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at the game of golf is to learn from a PGA of America member, because it takes a whole lot of love of this game and time and patience. You become a PGA, it's not easy. And then they can teach you. Call the Aloha Section PGA, 808-593-2230. You can find out where the PGA of America member is closest to you. MD Restoration. Call MD Carpet Restoration. Their number, you know, you're going to have to clean up after the holidays. Hopefully not as much as sometimes, but the number is 528-3434. 528-3434. For emergencies like broken water pipes, cleanup, and all that sort of stuff, yeah, you're going to need to get in touch with them right away. And you need to get through to Sony Open in Hawaii at the Wailea Country Club. That's going to be coming up any time now. I mean, seriously, just a couple of weeks from now. The first PGA full field event of 2023. And Aloha Power Equipment, what you need indeed. They're open a half day today, and they're closed on Christmas Day. Get your shopping done now. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.